Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Based on what has already been filed in court and also multiple sources that his lawyers are going to argue to overturn the initial $5 million jury verdict in favor that was in favor of writer E. Jean Carroll. In that case, the jury found him liable of defamation, but that same jury finding him not guilty on the count of her claim that he had raped her nearly 30 years ago in a dressing room at a busy department store in New York City. Remember, she went public with that claim in 2019 as he was going to campaign to keep his job as POTUS. Remember this? And then, of course, he had, at the end of the day, called her lawsuit a hoax. But in this one, it centers around something that may be familiar to you, and that is, remember the Bill Cosby case, when that case was, remember, thrown out because the attorneys allowed all of those women to come in and testify about things that were irrelevant to the case at hand. That's not allowed. And so at the end of the day, in this one, it is similar to me. I don't know your thoughts, 855-839-1210. But at the end of the day, there were two trials, remember this, in which Carroll was awarded by these New York federal juries $88 million. And so they're appealing this, arguing that the judge issued flawed and prejudicial evidentiary rulings and then allowed Carroll's friends to talk about things where there's no tangible evidence to it, etc., to influence the juries. I'm giving you the basic summary of this. So we had thought maybe Trump would speak out, but then I'm reminded by the fact that he doesn't. He spoke out during the, as I call it, the Angamoron cases. He did not speak out in cases before federal court. So there's the difference. So when I realized that, I thought, oh, he's in court. He's not going to talk about this. But we will see. I think the attorneys only have, it's about a 20-minute proceeding. I think his team only has 10 minutes to speak and issue this. So we'll see where that goes. Can you imagine if this is thrown out, and then will they go for the second one? So we'll watch this very carefully. And the other court appearance that just happened, the father and son duo, and this is in the Georgia school shooting case. We'll talk about that moving forward. But both of the Grays, father and son here, 14-year-old kid accused in this horrific school shooting, and father and son essentially face, both of them face spending the rest of their lives behind bars after that just tragic, horrific school shooting. And we'll get into the audio as well of J.D. Vance. And this is just journalistic blasphemy, in my opinion, what has happened with the media headlines. And it just shows you that just media just dripping with bias makes me nauseous. We also have, just within the past half hour, just want to give you some quick headlines before I bring you some news this morning. Other news, personal news about us here at Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. But I do want to mention to you, if you haven't seen it, the stock market. Why did the Dow soar at the opening bell? Because we saw that the futures were way down, okay? So we saw now that the much anticipated, and this is one of the most significant jobs reports that we've seen in recent history. Why? Because if the August jobs report had come back with a wow, awesome, that we have all of, you know, this comeback, then that would have, in essence, meant something about what the Fed is going to do. And so the bad news brings good news. What do I mean by that? We had a weak jobs report. 142,000 jobs added. What does that mean? It was weaker than, much weaker than expected. But on Wall Street, they're looking at that going, oh, goody. The fact that they're coming back with a weak jobs report means the Fed is going to cut more as far as these high interest rates that we're all dealing with. So in the world of money people, when you look at them, and I always give you half glass full. So they're saying, oh, good. That means the Fed is going to be triggered to cut rates by 0.5%, not the 0.25%. And they want the Fed to cut rates. And by the way, we also have upcoming, we have Biden finally admitting that the ironically named Inflation Reduction Act was nothing about reducing inflation, as you and I know, but at least he's on the record for that. So let me get to some, before we get to the audio and before we get to, I just want to give you some fast paced kind of the headlines of this morning where we're headed. Hi, Dawn Stensland here. And guess who's in the house? One of my favorite people. I nicknamed you Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah.
Hey, you.
How you doing? It's nice to be with you.
I have been so excited that we are working together. It's
yeah.
Big Dan and Dawn. Don't you dare call me Big Dawn. Do you ever notice we never call, like, you're allowed to call guys
Big Dawn. Hey, Big Dawn, how you doing?
They're like,
yeah,
oh.
No, thanks. Yeah, no. Works for me. I mean, I'm a big guy, you know?
Yes, you're very tall.
Or you can call me Tiny if you want. Yeah.
So we're going to be working together.
It's going to be great. I'm looking forward to this. Yeah.
So the boss, so Greg Stocker just came in. And I'm like, Greg, can we like officially announce this? Or
I hope he said yes.
He said yes.
All right, good.
So it's official.
I was like, nope, don't do it. Please. Nope. Nope. Got to hold it.
So yeah.
I'm excited to do this, Dawn.
It's my honor to work. It's my honor that, you know, because Dan was actually, we worked together way back in the day. Was it 9+ years ago?
Yeah.
When I was honored to when the great Rich Scioli and Greg Stocker, and I joined as the news person, mm-hmm. Dan here, and we have what we have in common is your dad, a long time in the news business.
Yep.
We talked about that and really connected over it.
Yeah.
I think it's
and
cool.
That's the thing is you're a journalist. You're a hard journalist. You've been doing stories for as long as I can remember. And it's something that I grew up in newsrooms, so I do have that kind of connection with you. And I mean, it's been almost 10 years now.
Yeah.
That's crazy to think
it
that
really
we've known
is.
Each other. And first time we get to officially work together. Yeah. So it's exciting to be here.
I'm so grateful. This is wonderful.
Yeah.
So let's get to it as we maybe we'll see Trump emerge from the court because we're told that this is a quick court proceeding, maybe only 20 minutes. So Dan is monitoring it. What
Nothing
do you see
yet.
Outside the courthouse there in New York?
Smattering of 7 protesters. You got the progressive protesters, liberal protesters out there with what looked to be signs that were handed to them or organized because they all look very similar. One saying liar with a picture of Trump with mouth wide open, guilty, criminal, rapist. And there's about 5 very uninterested looking protesters just standing out there on the steps of the courthouse here. But no sense as to whether Trump has entered, left, if he's inside, what's going on yet. But I'll keep you abreast as to what's going on.
Cool. So watching that one, monitoring that one, what do you want to begin with? So Trump was in New York already yesterday because he spoke before that biggity big economic group. The only audio we really played from it was the one that has gone viral by the left. And the media loves this, of course, because he did have sort of a word salad when somebody asked him afterwards. They asked him about childcare costs. So that was really the only one we played.
Hmm? I said I heard that discussion with you, Greg, and Nick coming in.
Okay,
yeah.
So you heard that one. But Trump talked a lot about his plans as far as the business, you know, his proposals, his ideas, and more solidifying what he's going to do. And yet you'd never know that. So Kamala Harris, her plan, as if she's had this magical plan. She's had this plan, Dan, for years. You know, she's so great for the economy.
Completely original thought.
Yeah. She's great for childcare. She's going to, you know, if you have a newborn baby, you get $6,000, big tax cuts, daycare, etc. And so they're painting it as if she is the genius who's going to fix the economy. It's crazy. Where do you want to begin, though? Do you want to begin with the J.D. Vance stuff?
I think
stuff?
We should, yeah. Yeah.
That one,
that was
man.
A very passionate email you sent this morning, I got to say.
I see, this is what makes my blood boil. when I see this kind of thing, because this is the so-called mainstream media lying to you, lying to all of us. Shame. We need the Game of Thrones. Shame. So this is the reality of what J.D. Vance really said. And we want to, and sometimes I do want to, yes, thank you.
Shame.
Shame. But we, and make them walk naked. Okay, forget that. Like Game of Thrones. We don't want to need to see them naked.
Shame.
We do want to shame them. But this is J.D. Vance in context of what he said to the rally, to the crowd as he was speaking about the tragedy that unfolded this week in Georgia. I want you to hear this. And then we want to tell you on the other side how the media is portraying this.
First of all, what happened in Georgia is just an awful tragedy. And I know we've got a lot of parents and a lot of grandparents in this room. I mean, I cannot imagine, you know, little kids so excited to go back to school. God love them. And they're at their first week back from the summer. And an absolute barbarian decides to open fire and take their lives and also a couple teachers. We got to think about these people. If you're the praying type, and I know I am, we got to hold them up in prayer. We got to be hoping for the best for this incredible community, because no parent should have to deal with this. No child should have to deal with this. And yes, after holding these folks up in prayer and giving them our sympathies, because that's what people deserve in a time of tragedy, then we have to think about how to make this less common. Now look, the Kamala Harris answer to this is to take law-abiding American citizens' guns away from them. That is what Kamala Harris wants to do. But we have to ask ourselves, we actually have been able to run an experiment on this, because you've got some states with very strict gun laws, and you've got some states that don't have strict gun laws at all, and the states with strict gun laws, they have a lot of school shootings. And the states without strict gun laws, some of them have school shootings too. So clearly, strict gun laws is not the thing that is going to solve this problem. What is going to solve this problem, and I really do believe this, is look, I don't like this. I don't like to admit this. I don't like that this is a fact of life. But if you are a psycho and you want to make headlines, you realize that our schools are soft targets. And we have got to bolster security at our schools so that a person who walks through the front door... We've got to bolster security so that if a psycho wants to walk through the front door and kill a bunch of children, they're not able to. And again, as a parent, do I want my kid's school to have additional security?
So this goes on, and I'll clip it there, but let's just say that you're working in a newsroom. And most of my adult life, I worked in television newsrooms. Or let's just say that we're in a journalism class, and I have been an adjunct journalism professor here at a local university. So what would, what would the headline, listen to that, if you listen to that, if you watch it, or if you're watching live on YouTube, then what would you put as the headline? So if you heard that, Dan, I'll start with you. What would you put?
J.D. Vance calls for heightened school security after horrific Georgia school shooting.
Okay, that's a good one. Jimmy Kelly, what about you? I don't know if Jimmy's on microphone. He's giving me a pass because he's out of microphone. But maybe you'd say J.D. Vance calls for America to hold Georgia community in prayer, or J.D. Right. There are a lot of things you could say. J.D. Vance offers solutions to tragic school shootings after the tragedy strikes Georgia. There are a lot of headlines, but would your headline be that he calls schools soft targets? Now the headline, which the AP has changed, okay, but I will just run you through local stations, and this is an important point. So here are the headlines. J.D. Vance says school shootings are a fact of life. J.D. Vance says he laments that school shootings are a fact of life.
Wait.
Did you hear him say laments?
No.
Did you hear that?
No, not
nope.
Once. Nope.
J.D. Vance, here's another one. This is out of Halifax. J.D. Vance says he laments that school shootings are a fact of life. This is another local station. J.D. Vance laments that school shootings are a fact of life. So over and over, if I take you through, here's Cleveland, his home, you know, home state, Cleveland, Ohio, not Cleveland per se, but J.D. Vance says school shootings are a fact of life. So where do they get that talking point from? The Associated Press. So the Associated Press initially called him out. Then they rewrote the headline to say that he laments. Everybody picks it up. Why? Because every television newsroom, I can tell you, across America, they subscribe to the Associated Press. And that's where they get that. Because do you ever wonder that? Like, how do they all have the exact same word? They copy and paste.
Are they allowed to change the headline?
They are allowed.
Yeah.
But in a busy newsroom setting, and this is where, so a lot of people in the news business may say, I'm not a biased media. What are they talking about? And some, I've had people say, Dawn, you know, my son or my grandson, they went to journalism school. They're not biased. Here's the problem, that the poison is in the ingredients, if you will. The poison, the basic ingredients that are spoon-fed to newsrooms across America, because we do have a lot of cuts. So they don't have those more experienced producers anymore that used to be the gatekeepers, that used to add perspective. Mm. And so you have this combo of situations happening, of corporate-owned media. You have less stations that are owned by a mom and pop, right? Like FMZ in not in Philadelphia, but in our area, one of the few that's actually family owned and run. You don't have those anymore. They're all corporatized, if you will. That's my made up word, corporatized. And so this is what they're spoon fed.
I don't mean to throw under the bus, but like there's so many things like Patch where it's essentially just AI rewriting press releases coming from local governments. And, you know, it's a sad state of environment for, you know, news today.
It is. But we have hope. Keep hope alive, my friend Dan. 855-839-1210. Your thoughts. We'll have more audio, more news. We'll update all of it for you. And again, we got some sunshine, not in the forecast in Philadelphia, but in the form of, I know, Caroline Sunshine will be joining us with the Trump campaign. So we'll get her take as well. Really look forward to
it. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That. Let's listen to Biden finally talking about the ironically named Inflation Reduction Act and admitting that it really had, well, it was wrongly named. Let's put it there.
Sorry about that, Dawn. Here you. Why isn't that playing? There.
Investments that my investments, that through my investments, the most significant climate change law ever. And by the way, it is a $369 billion bill. It's called the. We should have named it what it was.
Oh.
But
did you just say that?
Weird. What was that?
Yeah. He just. I think he just admitted that he should have named the bill a climate change bill.
Oh.
Is the truth coming out here?
But if you remember, in our voice of the ocean environmentalist Cindy Ziff had said on air, I don't know, this was right when it came out, and she was very upset with it because if you read on, and I forget the page, I should have it, but it's page, you know, like 1,000 and something. In there, the environmentalists actually are very upset with Biden because for every, you know, turbine, let's say the wind turbine, for every wind turbine that has to go up, they also have to drill into the Gulf for oil. And so, in truth, if you talk to the actual activists who are going to admit to you what it meant for the environment, it's all a lie. And that's just it. These guys, so he's going with where the money is. That's the real lie of this. It shouldn't be called the climate change or anything other than just being in bed with whatever group of lobbyists that have impacted them. And nobody really read this thing. That's the biggest problem I have with it. Because when you look through it, and again, I'll get the page number before the show's over, but if you look through this, more than 1,000 pages in, it talks about all the little deals that they made, the pork deals. And in this one, it allows to drill. And that's what the environmentalists were very upset at the time. And I'm sure when they hear this, it just brings it all back. So I'll just say that it's everybody's upset with Biden. And I think that hurt him in the polls. And this isn't reported enough that even those so-called climate change environmental groups, they're upset with Biden because they feel he didn't really do enough. That's the truth of it. But what time do we have to break?
I do have some audio of Cindy if you want to hear that.
Cindy Ziff?
Yeah, from when she joined the show.
Look at you.
There is so much going on, and it is, you know, great to talk with you. And, you know, we've come such a long way from the 80s when we had the dead and dying dolphins and the medical waste and the raw sewage and the ocean dumping. And we've worked so hard. Thousands of people have been the voices for the sea, and we have come back, and the ocean is thriving, and we are seeing whales and dolphins and sea turtles, and it's just been it's an incredible success story. And now for the government, basically without any sort of public discussion or debate or anything, is just paving the ocean with industrial complexes for power plants, and it's without any sort of due diligence, without good science, without a pilot project, and all of a sudden we start seeing these mammals, these incredible, marvelous creatures washing up on the beach, and, you know, we think it's worthy of study.
And so that was Cindy Ziff, Voice of the Ocean. And by the way, do you ever hear about that? The wind turbines, the disaster. She had the best line that it was like paving the ocean floor. Remember those interviews that I did? I know Dom did a lot with maybe not Cindy, but with Jeff Van Drew, who fought valiantly for that. We don't talk about that enough. I'm a bit surprised with that with RFK Jr. You know, that's another place where with RFK Jr. now endorsing Trump, that we can talk about the environment, and that ironically, Joe Biden, think about it. He named it the ironically named Inflation Reduction Act. It never did that. But then he says it should be renamed the Climate Change Act. He really didn't do enough or anything for climate change. So both of them ironically named, no matter what you want to entitle it. What a disaster.
So hypocritical.
I know.
It's the whole issue of the windmills offshore, and now you have environmentalists trying to defend it. It's nuts to me.
It's just such a lie. This is so true, Dan.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's Friday. And I was just talking about, and I don't know if you heard me, but I was just saying, my goodness, the energy that I think I have a lot of energy. I can't even imagine what it's like to work for Donald J. Trump and work on his campaign, because it just feels like he's not only all over the place with the campaign stops, but then even in court, you know, dragged through the courts, as we've reported earlier today, he's in the federal court, and I've reported on all of that. But first of all, your takeaway, as I look at your incredible career, child actor, and so we knew you when you were a little girl, have kind of watched you grow up through that lens, and now working on the Trump campaign. So what are you working on today?
Oh, well, we're trying to do our best to keep up with President Trump himself. Like you said, this is a man who works around the clock, 24 hours a day. And, you know, President Trump is the best asset this campaign could possibly have. And we take our leadership direction from him. And, you know, we know as a campaign what President Trump knows, which is that when you run for president as the anti-establishment candidate, which is who President Trump has always been and who he continues to be, we know that you're never just running against the Democrat Party and their nominee. We know you are always running against the liberal mainstream media as well. You're running against the swamp apparatus. And so everything that President Trump puts up with on a daily basis, we've just come to expect, and we continue to fight. And, you know, President Trump said about a month ago when he was on stage in Philadelphia or in Pennsylvania, he said, you know, this election is between fake, and fight, fight, fight. And that is what we try to get up and do here every single day, which is fight as hard for this country as President Trump does every day, whether that is taking on all of the lies that people see in the liberal mainstream media, helping bring President Trump's winning message to every corner of the state, getting to come on shows like this and talk with you. But truly, President Trump is the best asset this campaign could ever have. And it's our job just to do our best to help do what we need to do to bring his winning message and bring him anywhere and everywhere all the time. And that's what we've been doing. And that's certainly what we're going to keep doing for the next 60 days. And that really couldn't be a further contrast, I think, from what Kamala Harris and her campaign and the playbook that they run, where, you know, we're 60 days out from the most important consequential election of our lifetime. And Kamala Harris has yet to do a single solo interview yet. And it's been 45 days since she became the nominee of the Democrat Party.
Yeah, and the one she chose, Dana Bash, on a Thursday leading into the holiday weekend. But I look at the headlines just this morning with saying that, you know, the Hill nationally and locally, debate prep, Kamala Harris hunkering down in Pittsburgh. That was five hours ago. Our own Philadelphia Inquirer. Kamala Harris will stay in Pittsburgh to prepare for the debate. So not far from where I'm reporting live, Caroline Sunshine, here at Odyssey World Headquarters, not so far as the National Constitution Center. I know starting yesterday, we could see the security as they start to put up barriers, as there are tents there. And I know that police and Secret Service, everybody's working together, obviously, to make it safe here in Philadelphia for the big debate that's looming. Here's Kamala Harris, the headlines, admitting that she'll spend 5 days in Pennsylvania, quote unquote, one headline, hunkering down in Pennsylvania as she's preparing. And so does that ever make you nervous that she's allowed, in essence, allowed to just walk in after all of this prep, not pushed by the media? And on the other hand, does it wear down the candidate that you're representing, former President Donald J. Trump? Do you ever worry that, you know, my goodness, he is bashed by, you know, the swamp, the media, as you've said. But is there a concern in the back of your mind? He's in court again today. Then yesterday speaking to this biggity big economic group in New York City. I mean, he's here and there and all over the place. Does that ever make you nervous?
Oh, never. Now, President Trump has the opposite reaction of most humans, which is that all of that actually really energizes him rather than drains him, you know, and it's actually why he was such an incredible president for our country once before and will be again, because let's not forget, you know, we're running for president of the United States. This is arguably the most important job in the world. I would argue being a parent is the most important job in the world, but close to that, being president of the United States, incredibly influential job, right? Hard to underscore. But I think we forget that sometimes in American politics, that this is a job interview for leader of the free world. And it's actually why I think the way Kamala Harris campaigns, I think it makes it all the more insulting. Because again, this is the job of the person who has the keys to the nuclear arsenal. This is the job of the person who represents our country on the world stage, who needs to be able to negotiate with our adversaries, who needs to be able to stand up for American interests, who our military families need to be able to trust the commander in chief with the lives of their loved ones. And, you know, the schedule that President Trump keeps and the way that he goes about things is certainly tough, but it's not as tough as the skill set that you need to sit down and negotiate with Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin and Iranian leaders and getting good deals for our country, you know, like the trade deals that President Trump got for us when he was in office. So President Trump has kind of said, he was asked about his debate preparation. He said, you know, my whole life has been debate preparation. And I also think President Trump's whole life has been preparation for him to be president once again, because you remember, if you think the schedule that he's keeping now is tough, you just have to look back to how President Trump worked when he was in the White House and everything he was able to get done in 4 years, whether that was, as I said, negotiating better trade deals. We want fair trade, not free trade, you know, trade deals that protect our American industries. You saw President Trump yesterday on stage announce a 15% corporate tax rate for companies that do what is the American obligation to do, which is put our country and our workers and our industries here first. Make your products here, you know. We've had career politicians for the last 40 years in this country sell out our industrial base and put countries like China first instead of America first. And Kamala Harris would, you know, propose a corporate tax rate that's as high as communist China's. Mm-hmm. Not surprising for somebody like comrade Kamala Harris. I had a reporter ask me yesterday if I really thought she was a communist. And I said, well, what would you call somebody who suggests price controls and a corporate tax rate as high as communist China's? Like, what else would you call that? You know? So yes, look, it's very clear this country needs President Trump's leadership back in the White House on just about every level, so we can get our economy booming again, so we can keep our American troops safe, so we don't lose 13 more U.S. service members mm-hmm. like the ones we lost at Abbey Gate because of Kamala Harris's incompetence and negligence. By the way, she still never said their names or called their families. I'm a family member of a service member, so I can tell you how personally insulting that is. And so it's just very clear that America wants President Trump back in the White House, but that we also need him back in the White House.
Yes. And so yesterday, as he was telling the group of executives and industry leaders that he wants to lead this national economic renaissance, and did talk about what you just said, which was to cut the business tax rate to 15%, which we have seen in the past that that's a, you know, what the impact was the last time when he was president, and how that then, you know, was able to spur the economy and spur hiring and keep jobs here in America. But what's making headlines, of course, last night and this morning, Caroline, as we continue our conversation, what's making headlines is that they're saying, oh, Trump had a word salad. And no, they're not saying, oh, wow, he had one word salad, like, you know, to every Kamala word salad, which is like 100 of them. But they're saying Trump had a word salad when he talked about child care. And so that's really what your campaign is up against, that he did. And I'll admit, He started riffing on, because he had been speaking for a time, right? And I don't know if we want to hear it, but, or if you were present, we don't want to hear it. We heard it earlier on Kale and Company. But in essence, he started riffing on tariffs and the economy and going through it. I think he was, in some sense, believing that if you heard everything he said, that it was self-explanatory. And yet, look at the headline. And for those people who are not listening to this program, or hopefully they're, you know, tuning in, but a lot of people are not paying attention, is my point, Caroline. A lot of people don't understand that. And so they see the headline and say, oh, well, he doesn't really understand, you know, what it takes to pay for childcare. How do you react that and put it into perspective?
Yeah, well, I think the liberal mainstream media just isn't used to covering a candidate who doesn't need a teleprompter every minute of every day. And so what happens when you speak without a teleprompter, as President Trump often does, which Kamala Harris doesn't know how to do. I'm not sure she knows how to do that. We haven't seen proof that she does know how mm-hmm. to do that. And when she does, we've seen what I would call far worse than a word salad. We've seen somebody who really proves to be as incompetent as Joe Biden. You have to be very smart to speak without a teleprompter. You have to be very smart to be able to just go off script. Every time I've seen Kamala Harris go off script, it goes off the rails pretty darn quick. But this is what President Trump does. He just speaks off the cuff. He speaks off script. And, you know, our supporters, you know, President Trump has now been in the political arena since 2016. And our supporters and new supporters that we see, too, who also have a distrust of the liberal mainstream media, they know this. They're very used to the treatment that the liberal mainstream media gives President Trump. And they don't trust the liberal mainstream media. Why mm-hmm. would they, actually? In fact, as you've seen President Trump's rise in American politics, you've seen it coincide with the decline in trust in the liberal mainstream media, and there's very valid reasons for that. So the other way we combat that is actually through social media. You know, President Trump always takes questions from the media and does media appearances, and we have them cover his speeches, of course, but we also take his message directly to the people. And we've seen more and more success in that arena. You see him, we're putting him on podcasts. That are reaching, you should see the view numbers on some of these podcasts. It's just absolutely extraordinary. And what the podcast medium does is allow for, it allows somebody as talented as President Trump, who's able to speak at length without a teleprompter, mm-hmm. to have less of a biased filter and lens on their words, which is what you're just pointing out. And so we've seen tremendous success there. And then also just with President Trump bringing that message directly to the people on TikTok, on X, on Instagram, we've seen mm-hmm. a tremendous amount of success with TikTok. So we also have multiple tools in our arsenal to combat what President Trump and our supporters know as the liberal mainstream media bias that, you know, we have always been up against and will continue to be up against.
Yeah, and that's, I'm a mom of teenage sons, and so, you know, I was surprised when they started saying, oh, Trump was on with, I didn't really even know some of these influencers, who I guess that influence comes from mm-hmm. Barron. And I thought, oh, good. So my teenage sons are actually talking about Trump, and they actually listen to it. And yeah. And that, what I call it is combating the so-called crazy, because I'll never forget this in my life. From my television news career to now working in this, in talk radio, I have never seen the president of the United States of America as Joe Biden stood here in Philadelphia with those red, weird, eerie lights that they created outside an Independence Mall, put two United States Marines. You talked about you're from a military family, but these Marines standing behind him as sort of live props, which was an insult, I thought. And he spoke of the MAGA, those MAGA voters, as if somehow we are evil, or we are, you know, pick your word. And it was really disturbing to me. But that's what we are combating. We're combating a media and a president and an administration that has called us out in society as somehow lesser, as somehow less deserving of our constitutional rights, of our voice. And Caroline, I'm going to ask you this, because as somebody, as a conservative woman, which I was, you know, a mainstream, I was an anchor woman here of the 10 o'clock news here in Philadelphia for many, many years, Emmy award winning journalist, you know, all of that. And then fairly recently came out of the closet as a conservative woman. People mm-hmm. writing to me saying, Dawn, I'm so mm-hmm. disappointed in you that you're one of them. That's how the attack on women, conservative women in particular, is, it's just nasty.
Well, absolutely. This is a political arena, right? And so we don't, you know, I love what President Trump says. He'll often say this about being politically incorrect. You know, he can say sometimes we don't have time to be politically correct because we have a country to save, right? And it's the same thing with the nastiness that we all encounter. You know it well. I know it well. President Trump certainly knows it well. We don't have time for that. We have a country to save. And so we have to be tough. We have to be brave. We have to fight. And this is what it takes. And when you fight, and when you fight for what's right and good and true, and when you fight for your country, and when you fight for what's right and not often popular but absolutely true, you absolutely are going to encounter adversity. And I think, I know I rely on my faith on a daily basis. I know so many people on our team rely on their faith on a daily basis. I know President Trump's faith is extraordinary, especially after the assassination attempt on his life. You know, we believe in our country. We believe in God. And we believe in what the Bible says of, you know, how many times does the Bible command you, do not be afraid? And it often, you know, tells you that you will encounter forces in this world that are going to be tough, and that you're going to encounter adversity, and to expect that. But we think our country is so extraordinary. We think our country is worth saving. We think Americans are so extraordinary. We think all the Americans who've come before us have done so many extraordinary things, so many sacrifices, so many people who have given their last full measure of devotion for this country, that, you know what, we can suck up the insults, we can take the punches, and we can throw some too, and do what we need to do to make this country great again.
That's beautifully said. I know before the Butler, Pennsylvania rally, I've reported on the fact that my contacts have told me, you know, there was a Catholic priest there who was telling people before right as the rally was beginning, pray for President Trump's protection, and pray specifically for his protection. It kind of gives you chill bumps when you're out on, you know, at work in the job. You know, when we think about the liberal media, as well as even this administration saying words that are incendiary, is there a talking point even in the Trump campaign among all of you as far as being safe? And do you ever feel when you go to work in the morning, is there ever fear that you've seen with President Trump, or even among your colleagues, fearful because you personally, Caroline, you personally, the man you work for, President Trump, right? You're under attack, under fire.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, there's no fear here. And that is because I have the honor of working for President Donald J. Trump, who I call the great American warrior. I mean, this is a man who, when an assassin's bullet came within a millimeter of ending his life, he leapt to his feet within seconds of that assassination attempt. Yeah. I've never seen anything like that. I've never seen a human react like that. and he leapt to his feet with blood still on his face, and he got up and said, fight, 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 seconds after a bullet grazed his, his face, mm-hmm. his brain, came within a millimeter of ending his life. He now belongs to that unique category of people who have had a brush with death and lived to tell the tale. And his courage is contagious. And that's what we find around here, is that courage is the antidote to fear. And there's a lot of fear out there, absolutely. There's a lot of people in our country who like to sow fear, who intentionally yes. like to sow fear and intentionally like to sow division. But around here, courage is contagious, and courage and President Trump's courage is the antidote to that fear.
It's a real pleasure. Caroline Sunshine, thank you for joining me. Until next time, we look forward to hearing more from you. Thanks, Caroline.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Caroline Sunshine. As we know that the Trump motorcade arrived at the Manhattan Federal Appeals Court as the former president, as his attorneys were preparing for opening arguments, and that was in his appeal of the E. Jean Carroll case. So remember this. This was a woman. She was a columnist, an occasional columnist in New York City. And he had known her husband, who is kind of was the Jim Gardner of New York, if you will. So her husband, Johnson, he was somebody, if you saw him, you'd probably recognize him. But he was like the Jim Gardner of the ABC station there in New York City. And so, you know, she had published photos of, there I am with Trump. No, you can see in the picture, he was talking to the leading ABC local anchorman. She was once married to this anchorman, who, by the way, is African-American man, who she had been accused by her ex-husband of racist comments. Anything negative about her was never allowed in the courts and is never reported on, by the way, even though it became public information. You only hear glowing things about her. She's the one who had claimed that some nearly 30 years ago that he had sexually assaulted her in a department store changing room in a busy store in New York. And he had come out and he had said, that's crazy, it's a hoax. And then she sued him for defamation and she won. So now these attorneys are coming back saying the judge essentially that directed that jury in that civil situation in the two different trials had misdirected the juries, had gone over the top, had allowed things that never should have been allowed. I'm saying this in layman's terms, but essentially had allowed evidence that never should have been allowed. So it's the, now we see this appeal going on. I know, Dan, you saw what E. Jean Carroll, she left. I don't think Trump's going to comment.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything yet regarding Trump at all. So I'll let you know as we continue monitoring.
We know that his motorcade arrived, that was confirmed, and there was video of it, as far as just, you know, wide shot video of the Trump motorcade arriving.
Oh, that's awkward. A bride and her husband just walked through the scene, I guess. They must have got married at the courthouse. Terrible day to get married, huh?
somebody's like a mother-in-law is like texting her son and going, what? You just got married to whoever? And I never knew?
I just saw you on Reuters. What's going on?
I just saw you. I was trying to check up on Trump, and you got married? You didn't tell your mother? Oh, my goodness. It's crazy. It's a crazy Friday. We'll see what news dumps happen today, but don't worry. If they happen tonight, when it's Friday night football at the high school level, at the Eagles level in Brazil, don't worry. We'll tell you on Monday if there are Friday news dumps. But will this appeals court, will they take it up and will they overturn this? I hope so, if you read it all. And it's a pretty good appeal. So we'll talk about all of it moving forward. Thanks for being here this Friday with Dan and Dawn. We'll be right back.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
this wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.